What's up, everyone? It's Brian, the producer of The Mark Haney Show. I want to start off by saying I hope that you and all of your family members are safe during these uncertain times. You're about to hear an episode from our new daily webinar series called Power of With. We put this together in light of recent events. We brought together all of the experts in our community to help give you resources and action steps that you can take today in order to survive during these uncertain times. If you'd like to catch the webinar live, you can find it on our website, haneybiz.com, under the events section. You can register. We go live every day at 2 p.m. We hope to see you there, and we know that we can get through this together.
All right. Get this thing going. Looks like we have a few participants beginning to roll in. A couple of my favorite people. But let's go ahead and plan on getting this going now. I want to thank Danny and Steve for joining us. This is something that Rick and the Haney Biz team have put together, where we're really bringing out stories and information that is very timely with this coronavirus. And I think today is one of those, I guess, examples that necessity is the mother of invention, right? So we get more creative when we have to, right? When the game is on the line, it sort of makes us figure out who we are and maybe how we might wanna modify our plan of attack. So that's what we're gonna be doing today, is talking about that with some entrepreneurs that are doing that, to help introduce that, our friends at Legion AVS. I wanna bring on my main man, Rick Spencer. Rick, maybe you can help share what we're doing here at Haney Biz, and then also get our conversation rocking with Danny and Steve from Legion AVS.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Welcome, attendees. This is the Power of With webinar. We're now into our third week of webinars, and it's just been amazing to see how we've been able to help the community, how the community has rallied around this crisis. And certainly, as we thought about community partners to include in this series, one of the first people on the list was Legion AVS. They've been a valued community partner with Haney Biz for multiple years. They make us look incredible. They are our backstage and production heroes, and we couldn't be happier to have such great both, you know, business people and community partners, but also entrepreneurs. And so we're going to learn a little bit about that story today, and it's really exciting to see them here today. You know, we've been working as a team, Haney Biz, to help as many small businesses and entrepreneurs as we can. Our experts have been on the phone constantly for the last week, helping with, you know, planning and financials, as well as priorities and understanding capital options. So we've got our robust team of CPAs and CFOs, and Ian DeWert, our Vice President of Investments, has been, you know, really reaching out to the community, doing solvency analysis, and just providing so many resources. If you haven't seen already in our email and social campaigns, we have launched two specific programs. One is called a Crisis Action Plan, and that allows you to work with our CFO and CPA and executive team to really look at your solvency plan, your cash plan, come up with some business strategies. Normally, that would be a service about $1,000. We're only charging $200. And all the proceeds go to Donate for Sacramento, which is a community effort where people are rallying around supporting small businesses. You've also probably heard about a few different loan options that are being made available through the stimulus package. We had our most popular webinar Monday with the SBA and Five Star Bank. And so if you're interested in your loan options, we have a loan assist program where our team can actually gather all the information, apply for you, monitor the progress of your loans so that you can focus on your business and be laser focused on, you know, getting through this crisis. So if you're interested in more information on that, you can email me directly or visit our dedicated crisis page, haneybiz.com/crisis, on our website. So with that, yes, let's introduce Mark, Danny, and Steve with Legion AVS.
How you guys doing?
Good, doing good.
Good. Thanks for coming on. We've worked together on a number of events. And as I look at our audience, I see people in the audience that put on events. I see Jeff Bennett is on, Raul Lopez, and we have Jeff Sokola, who is, he's got a couple co-working spaces. So all of us are sort of in that same realm where we're putting on events, but they're on hold for the moment. So let's talk about what you're doing. You guys have decided to get a little bit creative, and you're in the business of doing events. You help HaneyBiz with our events, and you're phenomenal. But face-to-face events, they ain't what they used to be at the moment. What are you guys doing?
You're telling us. Yeah, we've had a bit of a schedule change for the next 3-4 months. But we just kind of, being the small startup company that we are, really kind of immediately took the mindset of all is not lost. What can we do to pivot? And taking events online and interactions online was the answer to that. So we immediately started looking at how can we do that? What tiers of quality can we provide, and how we can do it as a service of what we do already?
The event industry has kind of been behind the times in a way. Like, this is something that should be happening more. Like, that events should have been online more 10 years ago. Like, this technology has been there, and it's still not being utilized to its best ability until now. So it's kind of forcing the industry's hand to start changing and evolving, which I think is in a lot of ways a good thing.
About time.
Well, see if I can set up the backdrop, because those of those that might not know you might not know the scope of an event that Legion ABS does. People have been to Mark Tank, people have been to Entrepreneurs Unleashed, but you do things that are far larger than that. So maybe give us the scope, so we have a little bit of a idea of the magnitude of this pivot, right? Because you are doing big events, highly successful stuff that has been put on at stop.
Yeah, so we're a full service event production house. So that means we offer everything from staging and scenic design to lighting, audio, video, custom graphic design for backdrops, LED walls, video projection. We've done events, you know, in the hundreds of thousands of dollars range.
With tens of thousands of people. Our biggest clients over the last few months running up to this were a bunch of the Democratic presidential candidates running their campaigns and events and interactions with the public. So a bit of a pivot.
Yeah, it's logistics, you know, crowd management. There's so many aspects to events, and every event is different. We have a shop full of equipment that is, you know, essentially sitting. And a lot of it, even in pivoting to the event world, is you know, simply not needed. We have tens of thousands of dollars of speakers that aren't going to be used probably for months.
Well, let me ask you that on the human side. So I've always respected you, because it's all these, it's like brothers. It's like, I call you the Backstreet Boys getting together to start the band that does video production and so on, event production. And it's fun to work with you, because you guys are just great, great people, and you're so close. I can see the friendships happening. But when you guys get punched in the mouth like this, what did it feel like, and how long did it take you to wipe it off a little bit and begin to fight back?
About a week. Okay. when we had about 22 events for close to $500,000 worth of work just disappear overnight. Like, the first event got canceled. We're like, oh no, it'll be back. Like, they can't cancel all of them. Oh, they cancel all of them. So that was the big punch in the mouth. By the end of the week, we had already shot 2 commercials of how we were pivoting into the digital and virtual space. We're lucky to have a really great team supporting us that is extremely creative, the kind of never say die Goonies attitude, where when we have a problem, we're all problem solvers. That, like, first and foremost, like, yeah, we do events, but we don't hire event technicians at our company. We hire problem solvers. So that really kind of put everyone's gears in motion. We're like, okay, what can we do? How can we do it? Let's get to testing. So it was by the end of the week that we had already decided, okay, everything's virtual, web streams, and then working out how do we tier this in quality for different types of clients. Because yes, we do have our presidential campaign type clients, but we also have our nonprofits and community groups and smaller mom and pop shops that we work with a lot as well.
So. Yeah. And since this is all so uncharted, you know, we don't want to come in and say, okay, well, here's, you know, this is a $10,000 package. Like, we know we're by no means the only industry hit by this, right? The entire world is shut down. So, you know, it's a learning curve for everybody. So we want to come in and make it accessible and available to everybody who we can, because we're all in this together.
Yeah. I love it. Okay. Well, I love the spirit of optimism. You, Steve, at the beginning, one of you, either you or Danny was saying, we decided to work on our business versus in our business for a moment. But that was a great response and kind of a great attitude. Let's talk about what you're doing. What is working on the business look like today, so the rest of us can kind of join in? Maybe we can even help.
Yeah. So we made the decision pretty early that we were going to do our very best to not lay anybody off. We're not big by any means. We have 7 full-time employees and 1 part-time. And so we kind of had the conversation, hey, we're going to do everything we can to keep everybody on payroll. So, you know, we obviously don't have events. So what can we be doing? We can be writing systems, safety protocols. We can be talking about office management, get everything that we do and get it in writing and basically create a booklet of the Legion certified. This is how we do things. This is why we're a successful company. And just so, since everybody's working from home, like, you know, we have our project managers writing about safety systems. We have our video team writing about, this is how you assemble a camera, protocols. These are protocols. This is how you frame a shot. So really just, you know, trying to take the value that is our company and make it tangible. Mm-hmm. Rather than just in our brains, which is where a lot of it still is. But
that, on top of figuring out the finances, getting everything rolling, which is amazing that you guys are doing that type of support for, because had we known that.
Yeah, we also immediately, we were pretty quick on the response of, you know, looking into the SBA stuff. And, you know, we filed that the first day it was available. We filed for the emergency relief package, not the congressional PPP one, but the SBA relief. And so, yeah, just trying to be proactive on everything we can, but also realizing that there's only, you know, so much you can do in that realm. So start again. Yeah. That's where you pivot to working on the business rather than in the business.
And then essentially also on top of that, keeping our brand and messaging flowing. Like I said, like that first week we had shot 2 commercials by the end of the week. And now what we're working on is more content that stems off of those processes that is in video content form as instructional videos that can be available to other people in the industry of how we do things and why we do these things these ways.
You bet. Now I'll take a minute to talk a little bit about what Haney Biz is going to be doing. I believe beginning next week, we're going to do the Haney Biz Huddle daily attack plan. And we're going to do it every day at 4:30. It's going to be a call like this where it's interactive, but the news is changing so fast, right? We have the PPP, which is kind of the latest thing. And there's so many questions on that. There's questions about labor laws and how are we going to deal with the events that are changing. And all the different news items that are occurring on a daily basis. But then I think we need this time. What I'm feeling is that we need this time to sort of bond, maybe in some cases commiserate, some cases remind ourselves that we can be working on the business and really keep the dream alive that that someday it's going to be a heck of a lot better. And so sometimes when you get together with other entrepreneurs, right, there's a bonding that occurs. And we're going to be doing that beginning next week. Every day, 4:30. Again, it's the daily action or daily attack plan. It's the Haney Biz Huddle daily attack plan. So nice little time for me to tease that, because we've just decided that today, because my team is doing that right now. How do we work on the business? How do we help as many entrepreneurs as we can? So, but yeah. You guys now have taken this product, right? You productized your event into something that can be done with a virtual event, right? Talk to us about this new thing you've developed.
Yeah, so basically, I feel like a lot of people look at events, especially when you watch an event online, if it is web streamed, and you think, okay, so it's filming a single person on stage. it's not always the most engaging content. There's also usually not any way to interact with that content in real time. So what we're trying to let people know is that, hey, like, think about all the TV you watch. Think about all these things you watch that completely engage you and take up all your attention. You know, Sports Center, late night TV shows. These are all essentially live streams. They're events. It's just the production quality is much higher. So if you have, you know, multiple cameras, if you can throw to a video, if you can have guests come on virtually, you can do all these things and make incredibly engaging content for everyone to see. And we can, you know, you can push that to your website, to YouTube, to Facebook, to Vimeo, to LinkedIn. You can push this message out everywhere, have interaction. You can do live chat. You can do polls. You can do Q&A questions. You can have the audience ask you questions in real time. You can do all this stuff. Like I said earlier, the technology is there. So we just take all of that and bring it into our house so we can package it nicely and easily for you to use.
Yeah. Well, maintaining the quality that your brand deserves is the biggest thing. Being able to make it seamless with your brand identity. Like everyone's seeing that it's like, oh, well, now we just have to do everything from home. So our only option is to use the webcam on our computer and just deal with what I got, which that's more of a throw up your hands and just deal with it situation instead of actively assessing what is available and how do I make this as good as it possibly can be.
So you think about a lot of us that do business face-to-face. We do events and other face-to-face type meetings. Do you feel like the world has changed forever? I mean, is this product that you're building something that's going to maybe be very well positioned with the change in human behavior?
I mean, I think the world is changing forever for a lot of ways. I think that, yeah, I do think that there's going to be a big change in our industry just because why would you spend, you know, $1,000 on a ticket, $500 on a flight, hotel, all that, when you can get nearly the same level of interaction from your house. Again, if the production is done well, and you know, again, like we do events for hundreds of thousands of dollars, you like to put on an excellent web stream that has TV quality is not nearly that amount of money. Hmm. So you can do it for cheaper. You can reach a larger audience. I don't see how it's not going to continue.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you never know. I mean, yes, we're in a place that we are now sheltering in place and everyone's kind of taking this as the new norm, but everyone's itching to get back out there. But that could be a good or bad thing. It could say, hey, the events industry is going to be back as soon as this is over. But if everyone's so eager to get back out and be gathering again, that could spark another outbreak. And then, hey, we're back here again. And on top of that, then people are going to be emotionally scarred and never want to go to a live event again. Yeah. So it could play out many different ways, but we want to be in the position that we are not fully reliant on live or as far as in person.
Yeah.
Live, yes. In person, no. Mm-hmm. Just to have it as an option.
So if you were to pull out your crystal ball, how much of your business do you think is going to be on this versus the live events?
I feel like live events are not coming back anytime soon. Even when these restrictions are in place or lifted, look, are you going to want to go to a thing with 1,000 people? Probably not for a little while. Like I think we can expect to be doing video content, mm-hmm. you know, creating video content and doing live events virtually for at least the next 4 months, 5 months, yeah. Maybe through the end of the year even. Like I just don't see a huge desire to have large crowds of people again.
Yeah, I think potentially 75% of our business could be in virtual or video typed content rather than live events. Whereas prior to this, we were like 80% live events, 20% video and virtual web stream type content. So
here we are on Zoom. How would you contrast your product? Obviously we could do something like this. You could do something like this with your product and we could do a live stream with a lot of people with Zoom as well. Mm-hmm. How would we contrast something like Zoom or some of the other products that are in the market with what you guys are working on?
It's more of eliminating the bar to entry while maximizing the quality. So being able to not have someone have to download another app or make a login or interact solely through this platform. What we can do with what we're offering is white label video hosting that can then be embedded in a custom page on a client's website. So it keeps the brand across the board. You've got the same exact web design, same text, fonts, everything completely customized. So it's just, you go to the client's website, click events, there you are. You've got your chat, you've got Q&A, you've got polls, you've got any other branding or web design around that. If you want donation pages or ask more or for more information, like you can have download links for the package that was just being presented. Things that are a little outside the scope of a Zoom conference, where Zoom is great if you're trying to do this face-to-face and have everyone kind of interact on like an equal level. But I don't know how many events you've been to where everyone in the crowd is encouraged to just stand up and walk on stage. I mean, sometimes, yes. But on top of that, it gives us the opportunity to really up the quality of the hosts. And we can, as far as what we do for a living or used to do for a living,
are adjusting to
the custom lighting, the higher quality video, the high quality audio. I'm sure we sound fairly good right now. We're on lavalier mics shooting on a nice camera. We, believe it or not, this is a real backdrop, not a Zoom backdrop. We do custom scenic design. So anything that you've seen on SportsCenter, we can do video playback. We can have people conference in, you know, I can even show you, like, here, Mark, you're going to be the guest on the Legion show today. We can have multiple people conference in and talk to us, doing panel discussions like that, where you've got full control and us as the experienced production managers and technical directors to make sure it goes without a hitch. So it's a broader package as a whole.
I want to bring in Rick Spencer. He's the vice president here at Haney Biz. He's the guy that's basically quarterbacking our maneuvers in this latest time here at Haney Biz. Rick, help us with directing this conversation. I know you've got some audience people that maybe have some thoughts or questions. You may have some additional comments or questions for Steve and Danny.
Yeah, so I want to start with the video production, because I don't think a lot of people know about Legion's full-scale video production services. And, you know, you followed your own advice. You got right at it and developed some commercials, you know, week one. I think people that are used to content thought about how they create, you know, a digital brand, a digital story. But, you know, the majority of the world is not that way. So tell us a little bit about what people should be thinking about. What steps they should be taking, and how they could use, you know, professionals like you to help them in that first step.
I mean, now is better than any time ever to be focusing on your digital and social media game. Like, honestly, like, your employees may be working from home, they are going to be on social media, I guarantee you. Now that everyone is just on their web browser constantly, if you're not pushing out stuff, you're gonna get forgotten. If you're basing it everything on foot traffic still, you're gonna get forgotten. Now's not the time to throw up your hands and say, well, I've been dealt a poor hand. It's the time to keep your messaging flowing, keep your brand top of mind, invest in Google ads or sponsored posts, keep like a video blog going, like anything that you can do to appeal to your clients to keep yourself relevant, because the first thing that's going to happen to you if you don't do that, your competitor who did pivot fast, well, they just took all of your clients because everyone's going to think you went out of business.
I would say, yeah, Haney Business is a great example. You guys, you know, you come in and just started doing these web series quickly. So really, it's just about getting content out. If you can get content out quickly, keep, you know, whether it's through social media or an email blast or, you know, and this, I think, yes, if you have the budget, if you are, you know, if you can, call someone like us and get some professional video made. You know, you can do, we could do one day of filming that will give you enough content for 3 months. You just gotta, if you plan it out right, it's, you know, it's a very low cost for what you get out of it. And then you can just,
you know, you're still relevant and people will know that you're out there and you can keep your business moving.
Yeah. So like,
go ahead.
I was gonna say on a base level, like if you are one of the harder hit businesses, I mean, you have a cell phone. Like we've never been at a point in time that more people have the ability to have a pocket studio, essentially. Like go online, do a blog, like any type of address to your followers or your customers or associates that can keep you front of mind is great. Like Dan said, on the other end of the spectrum, if you call someone like us and have things planned out, yes, it is a little costly to have a video team come out, but if you plan it properly and we charge per day, if we come out for one day and we shoot a month's worth of content, you're set for a month. It's just proper planning and scheduling on that type of stuff.
Yeah. So we at Haney Biz partner with Legion ABS to produce the Made in Sacramento series. And so as we talk about the great skills that Danny and Steve and the team at Legion have, we want to reward our attendees with a little sneak peek of some of this content. So guys, could you show us some of your video skills, please?
Yeah, just give me 1 second.
Imagine a city where the business leaders unite, a place where civic leaders rally to help the most innovative companies in the region.
Imagine a city that's a living laboratory fostering creativity, tech innovation, and social impact.
Entrepreneurs launching companies here that solve the world's biggest problems.
With policy, infrastructure, outreach, and vision.
We might ignite an entrepreneurial revolution right here in the hometown we love.
These aren't ordinary dreams.
Nope, these dreams are
made in Sacramento.
Yeah, that's Made in Sacramento, which is a series we're shooting with the Haney Biz team and Mark and Lewis. We've been working on that since late last year.
Yeah, it's been a little scattered, waiting for the entrepreneurs to be available. We had a couple more shoot dates lined up right as all this hit. That was, I think we were supposed to be shooting February 23rd. And the 18th were our last two shoot dates. Obviously, it's been a little tricky because we don't want to distract the entrepreneurs from what they're working on right now. But
So I think what's really powerful about that is it tells a story. But I mean, that was what, 20 seconds? So, I mean, tell us about, you know, especially as people think about digital content and their digital brand, if they should be both planning for now and in future. What goes into a project like that and how do you help and partner with your customers to make them look that great?
I mean, in the long run, I mean, just having a vision of what they want to get out. And once they know they want to get something out, we help with that. Mm-hmm. So for this project, it was a couple of meetings with Mark and Lewis and Monique from your team of fleshing out what the goal was, who the audience was, and how we wanted to present it. Once we had kind of dialed that in, going forward from there is easy. I mean, we shot 6 episodes in 3 days, including everything for the opening segment there. But that could even be done, like, depending on what you're trying to get out message-wise. The only reason it took 3 days is because we're reliant on other people's schedules of getting the other entrepreneurs. Like, if we wanted to shoot something like that for one company where everyone's available, like, a day or a half day would be sufficient. But yeah, it's we've got a great team of creatives on our side, so it's just having someone on their team that wants to just chat and figure out the look and feel and voice of the content, and we just roll from there. It's a pretty quick process.
Yeah, and I would also just say that we can definitely help figure that type of thing out. You know, if you're not the most creative or don't have a vision in mind, we can help kind of cultivate that vision and you know, do a storyboard, do shot lists, you know, do all of the pre-production with you and walk you step by step through the process so that you know exactly what you're getting and also help you create that vision.
Right. Great. And as you so now I'm ready to start creating digital content. I'm shelter in place, but I want to keep my brand and story out there. Not every webcam is the same. You know, there's lighting considerations. I mean, there's all these things that you guys are experts at that other people are, you know, hacking or trying to figure out. So, you know, what are some of your top recommendations and how you're helping people, create this, high level production quality content in the crisis?
Yeah, there's a surprising amount of high quality, affordable equipment for this. I mean, we're lucky at the place and time where we're at right now. We're kind of right after the big boom of gamer live streaming, Twitch and everything. So everything has come down in price. The technology's improved. The couple of main things I would definitely recommend, or three, I should say, is a good webcam. I mean, depending on what type of computer you have, some of them have better cameras built in than others. If yours doesn't make you look like you're on TV, I would consider getting a third party one. They make webcams up to 4K resolution, with some with lights built in, some without. Some of the nicer brands that I've used have been like Logitech is a good brand that I've used. The second thing would be lighting. Where you set yourself up, depending on where you are, you can deal with the natural lighting if you're by a window or in a well-lit room. If that's not available to you, I would always suggest getting some sort of light. They're very, very inexpensive, like $30 to $40 on Amazon. You can get a nice LED ring light that you can place your camera in the middle of and have nice, like you're doing a makeup tutorial, but better. and then the third thing would be good audio. Blue is a brand that makes really great USB microphones. You just put it on your desk, plug it into your computer, and just make sure it's seeing that microphone. It's usually just one setting that you have to change.
Imagine a city with
everything as clean as possible from home. We can go into clothing and attire and how you present yourself, but
the one other just thing you can do is internet. If you are running on Wi-Fi, if you can hardline your computer, it's a really simple way to just up your bandwidth. For if you're doing a lot of live web streams or conferences, just hardline your computer in versus using the Wi-Fi.
Yeah,
and that'll probably double your speed immediately.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well, that's great advice because this is a science to you guys, right? Like, this is something that you do as a profession. So that I think there's so many amazing recommendations. Take us a little bit through, okay, so now I'm thinking about video. I'm starting to do some things as far as web streaming or webcasting. Now I want to think about some type of event. Like, how do I bring communities together? Take us through all the options for virtual events, from the basic to the most advanced. It could be like a virtual conference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean, the most basic is essentially what you kind of see us doing here. This is just a camera. We got a couple mics. You could go less, I guess you could go even more basic than this.
Do it yourself.
Zoom conferences, and with just try to make sure you have decent lighting, decent audio, and then make sure that you have all your Zoom conference settings so that you have control. So then it goes up to producing a web page. So we could do haneybiz.com/webcast. We could embed a video there, embed the chat there, and then we would work with HaneyBiz to create a web stream that has one camera, two camera, three camera, however many cameras we want to, the more cameras, the more angles, the more fun you can have with it. To create content, we can do, like we just, brought the video up on screen. We can do video content switching. You can even, a good thing to do is, live events almost always have some sort of video playback in them. Like, you don't have to do everything live. So if you can pre-record content, do that. Like, build content, build a show. Like, you don't have to do everything off the cuff. Like, build a run of show of what you're doing. Have content you throw to, have backup options. Oh, hey, this Zoom, we had someone who's going to join on Zoom and their internet just crapped out. Well, we're going to throw to this video recorded of them, have redundancies built in place. There are a million things you can do to make it you know, so it's live, but you're never going to stand there and go, I don't know what to do here.
Yeah. A few different tiers. Yeah. Like Dan said, hosting your own conference on Zoom is a great step. Hosting it on a branded web page would be like the next tier up. And then the top tier is going to be like a virtual conference, like full-blown conference where you can host a main stage and breakout rooms and networking. Like networking areas. And there's many platforms for that. A lot of people aren't as tech savvy on managing those, which is where we can come in. We're happy to lend our expertise just on the technical directing and producing side. But and then the even higher tier above that is partnering the conference platform with us producing everything. So it's not a webcam going in, it's a fully produced set, like whether it's a news desk or a podium or even just having like a regular stage with a nice backdrop, lighting it properly, professional audio, and feeding that into those platforms so that it feels like you're watching TV at that point rather than, oh, I've got a conference call my coworker again, you know, like better than FaceTiming a friend or family member. It's you're actually watching a produced program.
Awesome. So I've partnered with Legion AVS and I'm producing this amazing content. I'm doing a virtual conference. What about attendee engagement? I'm thinking both, attendee engagement with the speakers or the company, as well as attendee to attendee engagement. So what are some of the best practices and, tools that you can share as far as engagement?
Yeah, so you've got a few different options with those. Like obviously, when you're on a Zoom chat like this, you do have the chat box that you can utilize for some type of Q&A and active attendee engagement. Obviously, that's a little bit limited, and it's everyone's pinging to the public side of things. When we take things up to the white label and embedded on a web page, then you've got the options to have kind of the same thing as the chat box on Zoom, where people can post their comments and questions, and Q&A's in a separate category. You can also host kind of polls from the speaker that people can live vote on in that platform. So, and then we can show the results and the speaker can see it on their end. And then, like I was saying, with the upper echelon of like the conference platforms, that allows you to have a main stage that's fully separated from breakout rooms and networking areas and allows you to have attendee to attendee communications rather than being funneled into just the main conference like we are here. Mm-hmm. So obviously once you step it up more in the quality level, the more aspects you have that are closer to being at a real event.
Yeah, the other thing I would say is all of these, the great thing about all of this is it's done in front of a camera, which means you can record it. And so that means you're creating content right there. So if you have a good team who can take that and then create, turn that into micro content and, you know, social media posts, your live event that you did that was 2 hours long can now be content for you for a month, for 2 months. Mm-hmm. So it's, again, it's about the investment of, and just realizing what you're doing and taking advantage of everything you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. So that extends the engagement past day one of, oh, if I missed it,
right,
that's a bummer. Now you've got sponsored content for as long as you need afterwards.
Right. You know, as you work with speakers who are at events and people that you're helping produce these events for, I read a book called Back Channel. And it talked about presenters, you know, using this real-time data to actually adjust the direction of their content so that we're not assuming that this is just a broadcast, right? It's an interactive conversation, but with many people. So what are some of the tools and, you know, the coaching that you provide people to, you know, increase that interaction effect?
I think that's the live polling. When we do live events, we see a program called Slido used a lot, and that's, you know, it pops up a QR code on the screen. Everybody can scan it real quick and then, you know, have some predetermined questions there, and you can, you know, ask your audience, we just did one that was a business conference, and he asked the audience, hey, are you interested in macroeconomics, or would you like to hear more about, you know, how to advertise? Or, and so that fully directed which, you know, talk he gave essentially. Mm-hmm. And it showed up, it just popped right up on screen afterwards. So you could see the live interaction, see what people wanted to see or hear about. So there are a lot of good programs like that you can use, Slido being one of them. The polling we have available through our hosting platform there. Yeah.
And then even on top of that, like if you're trying to do something even slightly outside of the platform, there's a lot of programs that you can do text engagement. Mm-hmm. So send your questions to, and then like a 5-digit number, and then use that to guide your event as a kind of choose your own adventure for your audience. Right. As long as you have your speakers ready to do that, and you're not just surprised you're talking about something completely different now.
Yeah.
But if you go in with that mindset, you're increasing the retention of the audience there. Like you're not just, hey, look what you're on track for today. You're going to watch this. And if that topic kind of sucks, then you're stuck and you'll see them drop off. But getting the audience engagement through that route is definitely really, really easy to respond upon.
Yeah. I know you guys have a lot of lessons learned, you know, like the control that your platform provides for your virtual events. It can prevent things like Zoom bombing. So tell us a little bit about lessons learned and how you're leveraging the features of your platform to create some of that control and great experience.
Yeah, Zoom bombing, for those of you who aren't familiar, CNN just did a piece on that about people setting up Zoom conferences but not realizing what's fully possible for the attendees. There's certain things that you would want to turn off. Like if you're doing a large scale conference like this, you want to be able to turn off the settings for people who've been removed from the chat to be able to come back onto the chat. You want to be able to remove the settings of allowing attendees to share documents, files, or anything like that. That way you don't have anything that you don't want sent out to all attendees being sent out to all attendees. It's maintaining control. That being who we are in the realm that we operate in, we cut our teeth in presidential. You have to have 100% control over everything. Like if that podium sign falls off, we're fired. If the lights turn off, if the audio is bad, if we lose power at the venue, we're fired.
It's really about redundancies and control. So
yeah,
always having a plan B, always having, you know, as many redundancies in place as you can. When we do live events, our main front of house where all of our technology is on battery backup. As much as our back of house stuff can be on battery backup, we do. So that even if the entire building loses power, you still have wireless microphones that work, a few speakers that work. So you can, even if all you're doing is saying, hey, okay, everybody, we need to exit the building now. There's a fire, whatever it is, you have redundancies in place. So it's the same thing with this. You know, you can send our web stream to multiple servers. So if one goes down, it automatically pings to the next one.
Mm-hmm. We have full control over the chat and weeding out anybody who is not on topic or anywhere close to the topic. Anyone who's trying to be unruly, you can remove that from the chat. You have full control over everything that would usually be either something you'd have to read the whole instruction manual on or would be an unknown for the average user.
Mm-hmm. Mark, I've never taken the microphone from you for so long. So.
I'm loving it. This is it's very relaxing. I did see one of the questions that we have, and I think this is, I like talking about strategy, and Raul Lopez Jr., he's a guy that does big events. And he's got a big event that's happening in the fourth quarter. And I guess this is to all of us. When will events be back? And if they lift the ban in May and let us go back and, even we'll be socially distancing at some level. But I mean, do you think we're going to be able to throw events in the fourth quarter and get people to show up?
Hope so.
Maybe. I mean, I think there will be a kind of a scale, right? So we have we do a lot of events for like mid-size, you know, 50 to 500 people. I think those may start coming back, but I think bigger conferences, you know, where you have thousands of attendees, I think those might be a little slower. Those, I mean, maybe fourth quarter, but also so much depends on where we end up medically. Do we get a vaccine? Sure, things are going to probably come back. Are things, you know, does the virus kind of fizzle out? It's so up in the air. I would not count on fourth quarter events.
I've actually got a little bit of extra insight on that. The last couple of weeks, I've been consulting for the governor's office of emergency services for video, building out their studio a little bit for all of the governor's emergency addresses he's been doing. And the team there, their canary in the coal mine is Disneyland. So the rest of the industry goes where Disneyland goes, essentially. So when they reopen and crowds are allowed back in, and whatever they're doing, whether they're doing a metered intake as far as attendees or anything like that, that's going to be the huge gauge of where the rest of the event industry is going to be going. I mean, if Disney, of all people, can't handle it and chooses, hey, no, we're going to forego profits and stay closed, it's probably a pretty good indicator for the rest of us. And they're not someone who wants to close. So,
right. Yeah, one of the things we're seeing, one of our businesses sells into the casino market. And obviously, that's an entertainment venue. And
yeah,
seeing people thinking about taking people's temperature, using thermal imaging type cameras for heat detection and so on. So we're seeing people begin to think about how they might improvise to get crowds back. Separating right. people between slot machines that had already started at some level. So it'll be interesting to see how event people and people who are responsible for these venues, how they get back into it. I agree that Disneyland sounds like a great barometer for the rest of us.
Yeah.
I think it's, I think there will be a lot of innovation and a lot of like ways to make it work for a lot of industries. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. A lot of unknowns for us. We'd like to see it come back as soon and as safely as possible. Because, if our attendees are exposed to anything, so are we. So, for a little selfish reasons there. But, it's going to be a little trial and error. I'm sure this is going to be the time for some innovation as far as like attendee screening. I mean, in our realm, again, with the presidential, it's not like your other events. Everyone goes through the mags coming in to make sure no one has any weapons or no one has any contraband. I mean, I could easily see that being expanded out to being a health screening with the thermometer, the infrared thermometer on the forehead. Have you had any of these symptoms? Okay, you can't come in. Like,
well, I was worried about them checking your ID, and I pull out my ID and they go, dude, sorry, you're too old, you can't get in. I'm like, oh shoot. You gotta be a certain age.
Young.
So you're high risk, man. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, you never know. It's like there's a bunch of 18-year-olds and 25-year-olds who have got great immunity in there. Like, you never know, man. We'll be seeing it in the next month, I think, is going to be the real big time for innovation. And then once the restrictions start getting lifted, just seeing how ticket sales go and if events keep getting canceled after that. I mean, I think the first industry that's really going to be pushing the boundaries and trying to come back is concerts. So seeing what the big guys like Live Nation and Golden Voice are doing and if they're keeping their slates empty, and seeing where the ticket sales are on that type of stuff is going to be a big indicator as well. Because those are a little more like easy for them to roll out. Like say that's a 1-day concert and cancel the 1 day and then bump it out like another day or so. So we'll kind of see what they're doing as well.
So one other question that came up from Glenn about just thinking about restaurants and places we used to go without thinking, even Starbucks, right? They're forcing you through the drive-thru. Mm-hmm. How long do you think it's going to be before people begin to feel comfortable? You think people are going to be wearing masks in May and June, you know, or any sense on that? I mean, you're talking to people at the governor's office.
I think people are itching to get back out. Like, honestly, like just to see how things have been going and how much people have been turning to, like, out of necessity. Like, even people that I know have been turning to Zoom conferencing for happy hour because they want to be out. They want to see people. They want to talk to somebody. They want to go out. I think the general public, like the average consumer who's willing to spend, is going to be back out fairly quick once we get the all clear. But that really depends on demographics as well. I mean, there are, you got to look at the socioeconomic and financial side of things too, of millions of people just filed for unemployment. Like, the highest record of unemployed people in our country since World War II, I think was the stat that I saw the other day. So are those people going to have the capital to spend, to come back out and start going to restaurants, going to concerts, going to things that would be deemed like non-essential spending? That's going to be a big thing as well. I mean, obviously we're kind of in a bubble here where what we present our stuff to is mostly business owners, but even they are being hit pretty hard. Like, anyone who's in the restaurant industry, they're predicting that we're going to have a closure of 30% of all restaurants in the United States. Like, that's huge. That's a lot of entrepreneurs that are just out of jobs. So it's going to be the balance of how do people feel emotionally about going back out versus having money to go out. It's a finely balanced seesaw. So we'll kind of see here.
I do think that people want to be, you know, I feel like supporting local is such a big thing now that,
yeah,
you know, people are wanting to get back out as much as possible, I think, and help local restaurants and local businesses. We know that we've, you know, seen that and had people reach out to us saying, you know, what can we do? Is there anything you need? You know, we're very much so a business to business company, but, yeah, so I do think there's a lot of want there. I think it, to the point that it might be, you know, the government is going to want to be slowing that down, I think, to make sure it's still safe and everybody can be safe while going out. Yeah. But again, I think there will be a ton of innovation on how to, you know, make things safe for people to be out.
And if you are a small business, which I'm assuming almost everyone watching this is a small business, I mean, now is the time to reach out to your client base and say, what can we do to appeal to you, but also to appeal to pulling the heartstrings of, hey, we are a mom and pop, we are local, we are in your community, like, use us over Amazon or any of the big guys. Support local and keep it going local. So, I mean, yeah, like, if you're a restaurant, does your clientele want you to be doing curbside pickup or delivery or any of that type of stuff? Like, now's the time to pivot. Like,
well, you guys are proving that, that you can be innovative in a time of crisis. And I always say, put your money where your town is. And I think that's true, whether we're shopping, whether we're investing, whether we're giving to nonprofits, we should try to support local. I mean, after all, this is the future of our town. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Rick, anything else as we sort of close things up today?
No, I just want to thank Danny and Steve so much. I mean, you know, you've covered so much, from the power of video and keeping your brand and your story out there, to all the options for events in a virtual world, you know, to so many lessons learned that I think is really going to empower our community. So thanks for sharing your knowledge. Thanks for being a community partner with Haney Biz. You know, we're looking forward to working with you on an ongoing basis in this new world, and are so appreciative of your time and your talent. And it's really showing, especially in a webinar today like we did. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I would just like to say, you know, if Steve is kind of our video head of all of our video things, I'm the head of events. So my schedule is pretty open. So if anybody has any questions, or like, if you want to start doing video, even if you don't have a budget, you know, feel free to reach out. We're happy to help.
If you just need a sounding board on an idea, let us know. We're happy to help you out.
We're all, like I said earlier, we're all in this together. So if we can do anything for you, you know, whether that's paid or unpaid, let us know.
Great. And they can just go, you want to list your website real quick, just so they know?
Oh, yeah. LegionAVS.com.
LegionAVS.com. And we have a submission page there for our contact. If you just want to reach out, that'll ping all of the owners of the company's emails immediately. So you'll get a response back fairly quick from us.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys. And thanks to all of our attendees. We are recording this, so we'll be sharing this through our podcast channel, our YouTube channel. If there's something that inspires you today or a lesson learned, please share with the community. We also have, again, just a reminder, these great programs that we put together with our accounting, CFO, and executive team. So whether you need a crisis action plan or assistance with all the loan options, feel free to reach out to me directly or check out our crisis page at haneybiz.com/crisis. So thanks again to our guests today, and we will be back again 2 p.m. tomorrow here for the Power of With webinar series. Until then.
Hey, and Rick, too, don't forget about that Haiti Biz Huddle, the daily action, the daily attack plan, I should say. So we're going to be doing that at the end of the day. So don't forget about it. Look for that in our social media. Reach out to us directly if you want to get signed up. So
the Haiti Biz Huddle, look for it. Thanks, everyone. Goodbye.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. Thanks.